Little one, are you ready to talk? Forgive me, I don't mean to pry. After what happened today, I know you need your space. It's just... it hurts to see you like this. Sitting there, facing the ground, back turned to me. You haven't said a word for hours. You didn't make a sound while I carried you here. I happened to catch a glimpse of your eyes. You look like you've lost all hope. Like you're ready to give up. I'm worried about you. Will you at least turn around? Will you look at me? Please. Open your eyes, little one. Look up. Let me look at you. Let me see your eyes. It's okay. You don't have to hide. Not from me. You know that. There we go. That's much better. Thank you. Little one, Hey, it's okay. Come here. Let me hold you. Just rest your head on me, okay? Relax your arms, relax your legs, your whole body. No need to hold yourself up. I've got you. Here, let me rub your back. It's okay, little one. Let it all out. You've kept your feelings inside for so long. No more. This is what you need. I promise you'll feel better afterwards. That's it. That's it. No. Shh. Don't speak. Not yet. Just breathe. Take your time. Breathe. There we go. Just like that. Yes, little one? What? You think you should have died with the others? No. Absolutely not. I know this is difficult for you. I can't imagine how you must feel. But please, never say anything like that again. You should not have died with the others. Nobody should have died. All those poor people, to have their lives cut so short. It was not a fate they deserved. It is not a fate you deserve. Don't give up, little one. This isn't the end. Far from it. You'll see. How is this possible? I've been wondering the same thing myself. I had a feeling you were from somewhere far away. I just never imagined it would be a whole other world. From what you've told me, the airplane alone couldn't have brought you here. Did you see anything while you were inside the plane? Anything out of the ordinary? You couldn't see anything. It was too dark. From the storm? I thought so. A storm came out of nowhere. What do you mean? The skies were clear that morning. The weather was fine when you first got on the plane. Then the clouds moved in so fast. That sounds exactly like what happened here. It's all very strange. That's okay, little one. You've said plenty. Don't strain yourself. What will you do now? You will continue to stay with me and my sister until we can figure this out. I can't tell you how relieved I am you didn't take your chances out in the forest by yourself. If you hadn't stayed with us from the beginning, I don't even want to think about it. No, don't think that way. You aren't going to be stuck here forever. I don't believe that. If there was a way for you to arrive here, then there must be a way for you to return home, to see your friends and family again. We'll find it. You don't need to worry about that. Not tonight. What if there is no way home? If it truly comes to that, then you will have found a new home. With me. With my sister. We are your friends. We will be your family, if you'll have us. We'd love to have you. Of course we would. From the moment you arrived, it's been our priority to look out for you until you're home safe and sound. Circumstances may have changed, but nothing has changed between us. I am still fully committed to keeping you safe, no matter what. This doesn't have to be temporary. You can stay with us. I know it's frightening, the thought of staying here, starting over. But you won't be alone. We'll be with you every step of the way. The first thing we'll do is find a new place to live. Somewhere more to your liking. Anywhere you want. We'll travel for however long it takes. Once we find somewhere you feel safe, comfortable, free, the three of us will begin our new lives together. It won't be easy, but I will do everything I can to help you adjust, to give you a life worth living. It won't just be about survival. There will be plenty of time for us to enjoy ourselves. Just have to take it one day at a time. How's your back, little one? Glad to hear. I'd like to do a little more for you. What do I mean? Let me show you. Be still while I set you down. Face up. There we go. It's okay, little one. I know it's dark, difficult to see, but don't be afraid. I'm right here. I can see you and everything else around us. It's just the two of us. No one will come here. Nothing will disturb us. It's about as secluded as it gets. We have it all to ourselves. It's why I brought you here. To spend some peaceful, quality time together. Lie back, relax, and let me run my fingers over your body. I'll be gentle. First, your head. Then your shoulders, down to your arms, and your legs. Then work my way back up and down again. Remember, deep breaths. Very good. Clear your mind, little one. Focus on nothing but my fingers running over you. No more worries, no more fears, no more struggles. Let it all fade away. Nothing can hurt you here. Tonight, you are free. Free, calm, at peace. How am I doing? How does that feel? Different? I'm sure. But still nice? Great. This is exactly how I want to see you. Nice and relaxed. Was that a smile just now? What did I tell you? No hiding your emotions from me. Come on, let me see. That's more like it. Just enjoy yourself. I'm here for you, little one. Never forget that. You can come to me for anything. If you're sad, scared, angry, whatever it is, I will be there. In fact, you don't need a reason at all to approach me. There doesn't have to be anything wrong. If you just want to talk, we'll talk. If you want to sit down together, we'll sit down together. If you want me to hold you, I'll hold you, embrace you. All you have to do is ask. There's no shame in it. You are very welcome, little one. And I want to thank you as well. In the time we've known each other, you've made me very happy. The happiest I've been in quite some time. This is the least I can do for you. And I look forward to doing it again. That's right, again. We can do this tomorrow night and every night after. Consider it one of the perks of living with me. You won't just be some human my sister and I keep around. We'll take good care of you. I promise. I take it very seriously when I say we will be your family. I want you to be happy, cared for, loved. I would never do anything to hurt you. Never neglect you in any way. You know that, right? You trust me? Thank you. That means the world to me. Are you all right, little one? Getting cold? Me too. I can feel the breeze. Come here. Let me hold you again. I'll keep you warm. There we go. Just do the same as before. Rest your head on me. Let your body go. Deep breaths. And relax. Perfect. What was that? Oh, you're so sweet. Don't worry about me. I've endured much colder conditions than this. I'll be okay. I suppose I could have made us a fire, but I think I prefer this. I like having you close. There's been a lot of that, hasn't there? First my lap, then my bed. Now my chest. Do you think we're moving too fast? No, I think we're fine. I enjoy your company too. Question. How would you feel if something happened to your bed back home? If it broke or perhaps vanished? Oh, no reason. It would be quite the happy accident, wouldn't it? That way, I could keep sharing my bed with you. Make our new sleeping arrangements permanent. cuddles every night. I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing any negatives here. It all sounds perfect. Squish you? No, never. Cross my heart. If you're really worried, I'll let you be the... what is it called? Big spoon. How should I know? That's your job to figure out. Anything's possible. I have faith in you. This is nice, isn't it? When I was a child, my mother would hold me at night. It got very dark where we lived. We didn't have the moonlight to help us see. It would frighten me at first. She helped me get through it. She'd hold me close and talk to me until I fell asleep. And if she didn't talk, she'd give me a back rub. Not only was it very comforting, it was her way of letting me know that she was still awake, that I wasn't alone. Even after my fears went away, she'd continue to hold me whenever I wanted. I'd hold my mother tight and just snuggle into her. Just like how you're snuggling into me right now. I can feel it. It's no trouble at all. Go right ahead. I hope I'm keeping you warm. I am. Good. Still comfortable? Good. Is there anything else I can do for you, little one? No? Nothing at all? Are you certain? Ah, you've thought of something. What is it? It's okay. You can tell me. Another kiss? I'd love to. There. All better? Yes? Wonderful. Get some rest now, little one. Let yourself drift off to sleep. I will watch over you. When you wake up, you will be exactly where you are now. Right here, safe, with me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll hold you close all night. Good night, little one. Sleep well. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. Everything will work out. I promise. No matter what happens, you will never be alone. Never.